Daddy, thank you so much for your son. Thank you that he is your son and that's how you see him and that's how he sees himself. God, thank you that he's so rare, that there's no one else like him, God. Thank you, therefore, that what we're going to hear tonight couldn't be spoken to us by another human being on the planet. Thank you that that makes us blessed, and thank you that you're going to speak to us and be with us tonight, God. And I ask that you just draw near to us. If any of us aren't quite aware of your presence, I ask you just nudge us so that we could be with you tonight, God. And I pray that you bless Aaron and really use him and fill him and bless him even through this.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? I had to check that my fly was up. Just the classic things when you're preaching, you got to check a few things. So you guys have been doing integrity for a while. You guys have been talking about that. Is that correct? Or are you just starting it? This is the first week. Okay. It's all on me. Whoa. A lot of pressure. So who here knows me? Anyone? A few people? All right. Cool. Thanks. What? You what? Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Aaron Inneber, as you heard. My sister, my lovely sister, is there in the back, Amy Ryan. And you may know my sister, Melissa Berger. She's been part of the freshman band, and my brother, he's also an intern here at the school. But yeah, I was asked to come to speak to you guys on integrity. And normally, you know, as a preacher, we get to kind of choose what we want to speak on. But I'm actually pretty excited that I got the topic integrity, and I'm actually pretty excited about what I feel like God's been stirring in my heart for you guys. And I kind of want to share that with you. Is that cool? You kind of don't really have a choice, but I just like to ask anyways. Does anyone know what integrity is? Any ideas? Any of the youth here? You guys? Anyone? Any idea? No? Okay. How about a person you would consider to be a person of integrity or to be a person of character? Abraham Lincoln. That's a good one. That's a good definition. The person you are outside of what you do when no one's watching. Nelson Mandela, that's good. Anyone else? Stephen Harper? Some people would disagree on that, but I think he's a good guy. He's a cool guy. There's also the secret answer we all learned in Sunday school, that Jesus is the answer to everything. He's a man of integrity. Well, according to the dictionary, integrity is a few things. I'm going to read those out. There's about four of them, so just bear with me. They're not that long, but I'm just going to read them out to you here. The first one is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. Number two, the state of being whole and undivided. Number three, the condition of being unified, unimpaired, or sound in construction. And the fourth is internal consistency or lack of corruption. So with integrity, we begin to hear these words like consistency, whole, moral, honest. You know, integrity is in a way, it's righteousness, it's honesty, it's that lack of corruption, right? And the Bible also has a few verses I want to read. There's just a couple here. In Proverbs 10:9, it says, "The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out." And in Proverbs 11:3, it says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." So we're beginning to get a picture of what integrity is, right? It's this, like you said, it's this moral compass inside of us that guides us. It's that thing when no one's watching that tells us what to do and what's the right thing to do. And integrity, the Bible says here, you know, it helps us walk securely. Integrity is something that guides us. We all agree on that? I kind of want to tell you a bit about myself, because I don't want to just come up here and just be that random guy that just gave you some message that he went and whipped out from the Bible or something. I want to be the guy that kind of gets to know you a bit. You get to know me a little bit. And when I said I was excited to talk about integrity, it's kind of because this is something that's been a journey of mine for a long time, something that I've been walking. So I was born on May 7th, 1990, in Nova Scotia. I'm not actually going to go from birth. No, but I always grew up in a good home. I grew up with a good family that really loved me, good parents. And being in that good family, having the good parents, I always aspired to be like my parents. I always aspired to be a good person like my parents. I saw my parents and I was like, wow, they are amazing. Like the way that they love God, the way that they steward just who they are. I'm like, I want to be like that. Like a simple kind of dumb example of my dad. He was always, my family loved road trips. Amy knows. We went on so many road trips. We had a 15-passenger van, actually a couple of them, because one was stolen by, a bunch of hobos lived in it. I don't know. Yeah, good times, good times. That was down in Kansas City. But kind of a dumb example would be, my dad was always a safe driver on our road trips, and I always felt very safe. And I was like, I don't have to worry. Like, I'm just sitting back, you know, sleeping, doing whatever. And I was like, I want to be like that one day. When people drive with me, that's what I want to, I want them to have that same experience. I want them to feel safe. I want them not to have to worry. And you're smiling. You've been with me in a car. What are you saying? No, I've always aspired to be like that. So that's kind of an example, right? I've aspired to carry on what my parents have fought for. And also, you know the story where Solomon chooses wisdom over riches? Do you guys know that? So God comes to Solomon and says, you know, you can have all these things. You can have wisdom. You can have riches. You know, whatever you want. And Solomon asks for wisdom above everything else. And God says, because of that, you know, I'm going to give you everything. And so at a very young age, I prayed that prayer. I was like, God, like, I want wisdom. God, give me wisdom to lead your people. Give me wisdom, God, to steward what you've given me well, and to be a man after your heart. So from a young age, I've prayed that prayer. So you're beginning to get a picture of me again. But here's the thing. Being a person of integrity, being a person of character and honesty and righteousness is not the popular thing in today's society. How many agree with that? In our society, obviously, things are pushed like sex and drugs and alcohol and whatever it is, whatever corruption, you know, that the world's trying to throw out at us. You know, it's going against what God said, right? And so that being said, being a person of integrity is not always the popular way, right? But in the midst of that, in the midst of going through high school, God always brought friends along. God always brought the right people, and I had good friends. Any of you know Tim and Wes? Tim and Wes. Wes was a camp counselor last year, a freshman, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, so some of you might know him. He was your counselor? Yeah, how'd he do? Yeah, yours too? So Tim and Wes have been really good friends of mine, and God really brought them along the way. God brought them to me. And when I first met them, they weren't actually saved. But the cool thing is that I never really like fully preached at them. I didn't really like say, oh, you gotta get this, oh, you gotta listen to me, like Jesus Christ is the way. I just kinda lived my life, and I lived who God called me to be, and I lived this thing of integrity, and they saw it and they began to live it and see that it's something that they wanted. So that's the kind of the cool thing about integrity, is when people just see it and they want it. And so, again, there's kind of a running joke between us, but Tim and Wes, we say they never really had a rebellion against their parents, but they actually had a rebellion against me instead. And it was the same time. Don't ask me why the same time, but both of them just decided that they were going to go hang out with some other friends. And it was because of, like, some stupid party, and they weren't proud of some of the choices they made at that party, and so they felt like they couldn't come to me. And I was like, that is so dumb. I'm like, I love you guys. Like, you guys are my friends. But sometimes, you know, integrity is a thing that, like, again, the world doesn't want to be around, right? But they ended up coming back. That's the good thing. They ended up seeing that there was life in me and that there was light in me. And I want to share one story in particular about Wes. And it was, when did Wes get baptized? Was that 2 freshmen ago? Not last freshman, but the freshman before that. That's right. Wes, my friend, he finally was getting baptized, and I was really excited. I was excited about it, and I got to go with Tim and Andrew Gazineo, and we got to go in the water, and we got to baptize him. And I remember it was just a beautiful moment. He's crying, I'm crying. Pretty much everyone's crying that's in the vicinity. It's just like total God moment, like how could you not? And afterwards, I was sitting in the cafeteria at a table by myself because I'd injured myself in a tubing accident earlier that day. Yeah, I don't know. They went crazy because we were, okay, it sounds lame. No. Has anyone know the drivers? Are they not insane? They're loco. And because we were counselors, they decided to go even crazier with us. They're like, normally we wouldn't do this. I'm like, but because you guys are counselors, and everyone who's not counselors, it's like they're insane anyways. So it's just like a whole nother level. And we ended up crashing into each other, like bouncing off the tube and like landing on each other, and it wasn't good. So I was sitting at the table, you know, just had it because I wanted to keep it elevated and iced. And Sarah Peters came up to me, who's now Sarah Tillman. She got married, but hence the name change. And she came up to me, and she just started kind of telling me what she felt like God was saying. She's like, Aaron, the way that you've discipled these men, the way that you've seen them grow and you've been there for them, she's like, I've seen them and the paths they've walked and where they used to be and where they are now. And she's like, just basically speaking what she felt like Holy Spirit was saying. And I just broke down and I started crying because they meant a lot to me, you know, that I've seen them grow and I've seen them walk their journey. So they meant a lot to me. And so I'm crying there. And then the whole leadership team gets up from their table. They run over, like all of them, like they must have planned it, like, man, just all at the same time, runned over. And they came and they were like, Aaron, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, nothing. It's just like Sarah and what she's saying and blah, 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 like whatever, however I could sound, you know, somewhat right in my mind from crying. But I'm just telling them all these things, you know, she's just saying over me, and they're like, it's so true, Aaron, we love you. And they were just really pouring their love on me. In that moment, I heard the Holy Spirit say so clear to me, and he said the verse, no greater love has a man than this to lay his life down for his friends. And I just broke down from there on, and I was just crying even heavier, right? I was like, God, like this has been my gospel, to be there for these men, to see these men grow, to see these men's lives transformed and changed. Getting a picture of who I am? Feel like you know me a little better? The thing about them, about Tim and Wes, is just being a person of integrity is attractive. And being the person you were called to be is attractive. Basically, what I wanted to come and tell you today is very simple. I wanted to come and tell you that I believe that you were created to be a person of integrity. I believe that you were created to be a person of good character and to be a person of strength, to be a person of honesty and righteousness. You see, if we go back to creation, if we see how man was originally designed, we begin to see the picture of who we really are. Man was never created for sin. Amen? Yes? Yes? Okay. Man was never created for sin. Man was created in the image of God, and man, again, obviously was deceived. Man partook of the fruit, partook of whatever it was. A lot of people like to joke it was a chocolate tree if chocolate was fruit, because the woman partook of it first. Love for chocolate. Oh, man. Thanks. That's where I get my amen. I'm going to take another drink here. But again, partook of the fruit. Sin entered the world. Sin kind of messed things up. But we were never actually created for sin. We were never created to have the sinful nature and to have these things. And the good thing is that today, I believe that you have an opportunity. You can choose to be who you were always created to be. You can choose to feel comfortable in your own skin and to be who God has called you to be. If you get anything from my message in this whole time, if you get anything from me speaking to you, I hope you just feel like this soul cry in your spirit just burning and just crying out, because that's what you need. You need something to just begin to burn in you that says, I was born to be greater than this. I was born to walk in integrity and to walk in truth. And the thing is, if you take up integrity, if you begin to walk in character, am I saying that you're never gonna have hard times? Are you never gonna have struggles? Are you never gonna sin again? No. Some of you were wishing I said yes. But what I believe integrity is, again, it's the moral compass. When we're lost, it's that thing that says, I know to go in this direction. It's the lighthouse in the storm that you can set your sails towards. You can set your direction towards. Did anyone see Soul Surfer? A few. Did you like it? It was a good movie. Soul Surfer. Well, I recommend it. It's a good movie. True story about a girl named Bethany Hamilton, who's a pro surfer. But at a very young age, she was training for surfing, and she was attacked by a shark, and she had her arm bitten off. And Bethany Hamilton will tell you that her reason to keep going, her inspiration was Jesus Christ, right? Because like Jesus taking all the pain of the world on for us, taking the sin of the world. Her inspiration was Jesus. Seeing, you know, that's something traumatizing to get back up on. To get back surfing afterwards, but she wanted to. She wanted to keep surfing because surfing was her dream. Surfing was what she wanted to do. And so Bethany Hamilton actually went on from there to become a pro surfer. You know, she faced impossible odds, but because she knew who she was and she focused her eyes upon Jesus and let God tell her who she was, she made it, right? Or what about David in the Bible? Anyone that's gone to church for a second has probably heard David been talked on. People love to talk on David. But David, right after committing adultery with Bathsheba and murdering her husband, David came to God. And David, the thing I love about David is that David was a man of repentance. And David came to God and said, God, like, he saw his wrongdoing. He saw his sin. He's like, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry. Psalms 51 is filled with David saying, you know, like, blot out my sin, like wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Cleanse me with hyssop. Create in me a pure heart, O God. David saying these things to God. And again, there are going to be times when you're going to want to give up. And there are going to be times when you're going to, you know, you're going to feel weak and you're going to feel like you can't go on. And you don't want to follow the compass in you. You don't want to follow the integrity that God's put inside of you. But if you choose to, if you choose to let him be strong where you are weak, you will succeed and you will prosper. Amen. I couldn't not come to you, to be honest, and not kind of tie integrity into identity. Because that was what I felt like God was giving me specifically for you, is that, like, you were born this way. You were born to be great. You were born to walk in holiness and to walk in purity. And I felt like God was wanting to come today and kind of be like, this is your calling. You were called to walk in holiness, in purity. You were called to walk in integrity. You were called to walk in just godliness. You know, your identity is not in whatever the world says you are. Your identity is not in who the world says you are. Your identity isn't the class clown or whatever. It could be good or bad, the bad guy of the school or the jock, the nerd, the drama, the pretty girl. Your identity isn't in that. Your identity is in who God says you are and who God calls you to be. And today, I'm going to give you the opportunity and we're going to pray and we're going to go to God and we're going to say, God, like, who have you created me to be? I want you to begin to dream and I want you to begin to ask God who he's created you to be. I want you to begin to see a picture of who you were always born, of what it looks like to be created in the image of the Creator. Basically, you don't want to go the rest of your life trying to wear shoes that you were never born to fit. You know, that you were never born to wear, sorry. You know, you want to be who God's called you to be. I want to give you a verse. A verse that's been, it's kind of a present from me, actually, to be honest. It's something that's, this verse has been like a strength to me. This verse has been an anchor to me. All the hard times that I've encountered and everything I've gone through, when I don't, you know, I'm just struggling to do the right thing, this verse has been with me. And it's Psalms 37, verse 23 to 24. And remember this. I mean, this is good. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hands. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hands. You know, if you've accepted Christ today, then you've been made godly. You've been made righteous. And God, it says here that he delights in every detail of your lives. And he's God saying that though you stumble, you will never fall, for the Lord holds you by the hand. You guys getting this? And here's the catch. Again, integrity, to obtain it, to gain it. Again, I feel like it's a fruit of the Spirit. All you have to do is ask. And so that's what we're going to do when we go into ministry time soon. We're going to go in and we're going to just repent to God for whatever, you know, old life we've been living that we're not proud of. You know what? Because I want you to be proud of your life. I want you to get to the end of your life and to say, look, I have no regrets. I want you to get to the end of your life and say, God, I did everything that was in my heart. I did everything that you put in my heart, God. I didn't leave nothing out. Just like Solomon. Just like I said, Solomon asked for wisdom and God gave it to him. All you have to do is ask. And you know, again, if you've accepted Christ, you know, you're part of that beautiful family and nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. I remember a long time ago, I was in Mozambique, Africa. This guy prophesied over me. He said, you know what, Aaron, God has called you to greatness. God has called you to a great calling. But because of that, God wants to take you into a season and take you into a time where he really strengthens you and builds your character and builds who you are. Because again, even Banning talked about it, for those of you who are at Freshman, I believe it was Banning, that your gift can take you places your character can't, your character maybe won't sustain you if you haven't worked on that, right? But the exciting thing, the thing that I'm saying, is that integrity and character is a gift. And when you receive the gift, obviously you put it into practice. But just to get the gift inside of you and to begin to cultivate what God's given you and who you were originally designed to be, that's exciting stuff. Yeah? My voice just goes dry whenever I speak. It happened in drama class back in the day. Drama. Sorry, gotta be Canadian here. The truth is, I'm gonna end soon because I don't want to drag this on, you know. I don't want you to hear a million words, because I've heard so many preaches in the day, and I have trouble remembering a lot of them. You know, a lot of the times it's the ministry that impacts you after. It's the thing that God does in your heart. But like, if I can leave you with anything, if I can say anything, it's basically that thing of that I've been saying, is that you were born for greatness. So you need integrity and you need character. And it's so easy to get. All you have to do is ask again. Okay, let's stand up. Shabba. You know, I can come up here and I can blow it, right? I can give you something that doesn't really connect with you, but Holy Spirit is so good, and Holy Spirit is so faithful, and he's here, and he wants to encounter you. I was really feeling, and where's Jez? Jez. We were both really feeling like God was just here today, and God was coming with his fire. And even during worship, you could feel the Holy Spirit just begin to stirring something. And again, if there's anything you get, it's like this, I hope you hear this burning in my heart that's like, you were born for greatness. Everyone close their eyes. I feel like this is a real personal moment. I'm going to put on some music. Most of it's in Icelandic. I think it's better that way because it doesn't distract us. It's just enjoyable. But I want you to begin to see the person you could be. I want you to begin to see the person that you could be. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. If you don't show up, there's no point. I want you to begin to see who God's called you to be. There's something I love about this music. It just inspires me, and I just begin to dream with God, and I begin to see what God has called me to. I begin to see what Holy Spirit has called me to, and feel the greatness in me, not in a pride way, but in a way that I am created in the image of God. And to believe that I don't have greatness in me is just, it's ridiculous. To believe that you don't have greatness in you is ridiculous, because you were made in the image of your Creator, of the Creator of everything you see, of all the heavens, of the earth below, of everything. You were made in His image. When I was praying for you guys this morning and I was interceding, I just felt Holy Spirit saying, do you know how great you are? 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 Do you know what I have called you to do? Do you know who I have called you to be? Do you know that today? Once you just begin to pray, whatever you feel God's laying on your heart, if it's repentance, if it's saying just simply like David and just being like, God, I'm sorry for who I've been in the past, God, help me to see who you've called me to be. If it's saying, God, I repent for the life I've been living, God, I'm not proud of my life. If I can just come to you and say, I want you to be proud of your life. I want you to be proud of the man that you are, of the man that you are, because you are a great man and God has called you to be a great man. And God has called you to be a great woman of God. Just begin to do that. Just pray what you need to pray. Say, God, I want to see who you've called me to be. God, I want to be who you've called me to be. God, I want to walk in integrity. God, I want to be a person that's honest. I want to be a person that follows that integrity you've placed inside of me. And before I forget, before I just go on with this dreaming thing, just if you're feeling it, just say, God, I ask for integrity. God, give me integrity. God, give me character. Just begin to ask for that. Cry out, and God will deliver. God will come, and God will pull through for you. God is not an unfaithful God. God is the most faithful person you could ever experience or ever know. Come on. Just dream with him. Dream with him. Know that you were called to be great. Ministry team or school, whatever, I release you to just go and prophesy.